Welcome to Candid Confessions, powered by SudeepAudio.com.
Hi, I'm Mujib Dadarkar. I have a little story for you. Some years back, at one of those full-day music festival type things, the great bass player Edgar Meyer decided he was going to do a little classical piece, like a 20-minute double bass concerto. And he said it should be acoustic. So I said, sir, if you don't mind, this is a 3,000-seater auditorium. If we keep it entirely acoustic, you know, only the first 10 rows will hear. After that, what? So please allow me to amplify. He said, you know what, if you're going to amplify, keep a large diaphragm condenser a few feet away from me and just amplify, just slight support. The audience should strain to hear. I want it like that. I said, okay, sir, and we'll do it like that. So, I mean, it's a festival, so there's no real sound check or anything. He came on stage. I caught one of the assistants at the venue and said, you have a C414? He said, yes. I said, bring me one. He brought, I set it on cardioid. I put it up on a short stand and I told that fellow, go put it 2-3 feet away from the bridge. And, you know, he can start. So the mic gets set. He starts playing. I'm slowly putting up the faders, you know, just to the point where you can barely hear that it's being amplified. And I'll stop there. I put up the fader. What you can hear is, said, what is this? So I start again. Again, I put up the fader. Again, it goes. So I called that assistant. I said, "Jab mic lagane gaya tha, to AKG ka logo apni taraf hai ki unki taraf hai?" He said, "Sir, apni taraf hai." I said, "Lallu, ulta laga kya hai?" So he said, sir, abhi jao now. In the meantime, his solo has already started and he's alone on stage and there's dead silence. How can I send up an assistant to reverse the microphone? So I said, now let it be. I mean, I had no choice, so I kept it off. His 20-minute concerto got over. I went up on stage to apologize, you know, saying, sorry, I couldn't do anything. He shook my hand and said, fantastic. This is exactly what I wanted. I said, thank you, sir. Ran away from there. So the moral of the story is, I know, bole tena bor vechai, but sometimes you should keep your mouth shut.